Hello and welcome to Come Out and Play, the D&D podcast that's all trans, all the time. My name is Benjamin, my pronouns are he, him, and I will be your DM for this campaign.
My name is Moss, I use ze, zem pronouns, and I'm playing Ember, who uses they, them pronouns. They are a human paladin of the Singing Flame.
My name is Mel, I use they, them pronouns. I play Trick, who also uses they, them pronouns. Trick is a huge human warrior and Ember's elder sibling.
My name is Haz. I use they, them pronouns, and I play Maynard, who uses he, him pronouns, and he is a skittish wizard.
I'm Chris. I play Rill, and we both use he, him pronouns.
Hello, welcome back. Last episode, our intrepid band of adventurers, for the first time in their collective lives, experienced a hot climate, and I don't think they liked it very much.
Correct.
They are currently in the harbour city of Vanguard, which is way, way down on the southern coast of this continent. They have exited what is the equivalent of the Arctic Circle and gone down to the Mediterranean in July. So that was a teleportation experience for them. They have found a hotel, stabled the horse, bought new clothes that are more suited to the weather. Rill has discovered that he sort of stands out, partly because he's a drow and partly because worship of his set of gods, indeed the entire party's set of gods, is not really allowed here, and his normal outfit is just covered in moons and stars, which are symbols of the wrong set of gods. So that's exciting. However, he has also found that his friend Odysseus is here and will be performing at a particular street venue. Oh, and you obtained a price for passage to the continent at the center of the world, which is where you are heading in the long term. But for now, you have had a not particularly comfortable night's rest because it's very warm. What would you like to do with yourselves?
Having established that we got ourselves new clothing, didn't we? Yeah.
You did.
So yeah. Having established that we're probably not going anywhere for a day or two, I think I'd like to just sort of I might have a bit of a potter. I'm not too worried about going out alone on account of being, I believe at last count, something like 6'6", and approximately circular.
Yes.
So, but I'm happy to, I just feel like a potter if anyone wants to have a potter. I'm sure there's needful things we can pick up.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll join you for a light walk.
All right. We have a potter, Ben.
Okay, you have a walk down the waterfront,
yeah.
And you get a sense of how this, you know, the whole city is built around this huge harbour, but you can see, as you're having your little wander, that all of the big ships pull up and make anchor at one side of the harbour, and so from your perspective, the right-hand side of the harbour is where all the big ships are. And then the center and the left is more little rowboats and fishing boats and smaller vessels. So all of the, you know, heavy trade is happening over on the one side. The three humans that are amongst you don't particularly get, you know, much hostile attention. Rill does turn a lot of heads, because how often do you see a drow up on the surface in the first place? But you, evidently, you see them even less in Vanguard.
I was going to say, he's fairly used to that by now, considering they're not even fairly common.
Yeah, sort of.
You know, yeah. Before, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting used to being just the only drow anyone's ever met. What else? You'd notice that there are a lot of food sellers here, a higher density than you're used to. That a lot of, you know, you're used to the, Trick and Ember in particular, in your world, every household cooks for themselves. Maynard, you're from a city, but you're from a city where most households will cook for themselves, and then of an evening the food sellers might open up. But it's like late breakfast time here, and there are so many open places, and they are doing so much business. Clear that there are a lot of people who are eating most, if not all, of their meals are bought rather than cooked.
How is the cuisine?
I'm going to say that, especially for Trick, unfamiliar. There is a smell around a lot of the food that you've only really encountered in the harbour at Brarylgrin.
I mean, I've eaten fish.
You've eaten fish, but river fish don't have the same smell as sea fish.
Oh, I've eaten garum.
There may be a certain amount of garum. There's a lot of shellfish as well as bony fish being eaten. A lot of lemon. You can smell a lot of lemon in a lot of the dishes. But yeah, the harbour has a smell. It's just very fishy. Everything's very fishy.
Very sharp.
Kind of makes Maynard hungry.
I was going to say that I think Maynard would be very interested in trying some of the local food. He's got a desire to explore.
You're going to get yourself some breakfast fish stew.
Yeah, something shellfishy grilled with lots of lemon.
I will trust to Maynard's tastes, because I've got to eat something.
You do have to eat something, and you can find yourselves some. Well, there are many options. Not everything you could possibly eat is fish, but it is extremely easy to get yourself grilled fish and grilled squid on skewers with lemon and chunks of onion grilled up with them.
Now I'm hungry.
That does sound good.
I mean, a grilled onion, that's a reasonable, normal thing for people to eat.
True.
Look, Trick is perhaps a touch provincial.
Look, you've got some flatbread, which is basically bread, but flat, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's got grilled onion in it, and also some fish, which is... So two out of three is normal food, it's fine.
And I mean, fish is a thing. Fish is fine.
Probably more used to freshwater fish, but it's still fish.
Conceptually, you're not disgusted by the concept of fish.
Right. It's all right.
It's fine. It's lunch.
The mollusks are weird, couple... though.
Oh god.
like I'm not into this whole bivalve situation.
Bivalve, and also on your wanders, you pass like several people sitting on the actual seawall, and they are. Each of them has got a bowl and like a toothpick, and they're using the toothpick to extract the meat from snails. Looks like it's like weird conical things that you have to winkle the meat out of.
I mean, listen,
throwing the shells in the harbour.
They're foreigners and they worship the wrong gods. I mean, no wonder that their lives should be like weird and miserable. Like, this is just what happens when you worship the council, is you have to
pick the meat
out of things with toothpicks.
It's tragedy, it really is.
And you're too hot all the time.
There are lots of shrines.
Mm.
On a lot of the street corners there will be a shrine, and they are all to the wrong gods. Lots of Thread Mistress and Featherwind in particular seem to be the favored deities.
Makes sense.
If I look around at the people who people in the city, what do I see people doing to entertain themselves and relax?
I mean, you haven't come on a holiday, and it's morning, so most people are kind of working.
Okay.
Especially down in this part of the city, which is towards the waterfront. So you're seeing a lot of people very busy. I don't know if you're seeing a lot of people engaged in leisure activities.
There's got to be sailors on shore leave, you'd imagine, though.
I mean, what are you trying? For what purpose do you want this information? I assume it is not just to torture the DM.
No, I just think that since Sarah wanted to stick around for a while and encouraging Maynard to relax and, you know, enjoy himself, is looking for an opportunity to do something fun.
Yeah, I don't think they have like a local theme park or anything.
Okay, maybe they're like too early in the day.
Surfing lessons or something. Would Maynard go surfing?
Maynard, are you scuba certified? This is very important.
Most of the people you see who are not currently engaged in like active work are either drinking watered down wine and snacking and just sort of sitting around, or they are in one of the many bathhouses, most of which have at least one side open, like to the street, is just pillars on at least one side, and they are relaxing in the baths. That appears to be a popular way to spend time.
Forgot about those bathhouses you mentioned. Ember is very interested in going to a bathhouse because it's a lot of stressful, sore work adventuring.
It is.
I am willing to consent to attend a bathhouse. I think we should take a thread that we potter around and have as nice a time as we can given the circumstances until it gets later and sort of more Odysseus o'clock.
Yeah, spend a few silvers on a bathhouse and then just sort of stay in it because water's nice.
Yeah, we slowly melt as we get, you know, accustomed to the new levels of heat and humidity.
Yeah. Hey, do drow sweat?
They absolutely do. And Rill is definitely sweating. Like, I'm built for this. The regular temperatures are bad enough. At least underground, it stays the same temperature all the time. I don't have to worry about it.
It stays a comfortable 4 degrees. It's comfortably chilly at all times underground. And then you're out in the sun. And it's terrible. Okay, we will fast forward, unless anyone has any actual conversations they want to have. Any sendings they want to send.
At some point between like getting out of the bath and going back to where we're staying for a while to like eat and, you know,
siesta,
recuperate and whatever. Yeah, siesta. Rill is going to try and send a sending to his mother. Uncertain if it will even work, because you do have to be familiar with the person you're sending it to, I believe, and he's not really at this point. But we'll try, at least.
Okay. What do you send?
He sits down cross-legged in the room that they've rented and lights some incense, and he sends... Hello. If you can hear this, this is Agadon Rill Dotral Kemadosh. He's just gonna send that. He thinks about it for a second, thinks about adding something else, and just doesn't know what to say. So that's all he's gonna send.
Could you please roll me a percentile dice?
Ooh. So hold on, I need to get actual dice. I don't think there's a way to do that on... that's an 80.
Nice. I have a little table here. 80 is good. You hear a voice you don't remember, but you know the accent. It's the accent of home. And she says, "My son would be in his 30s. Who are you?"
Rill sits there in shock for a minute and looks like he's about to topple over. And surprise and massive confusion, because that math does not add up. But
do you think that we're with Rill at the time, or would he be doing this privately?
He's doing it in the room, so if anybody wants to be around, I'd say they certainly can be.
Okay. The So Maynard is with you, and he sees you perform the spell and then react strangely. Brill, is everything okay? Did something happen?
Well, after that conversation with my father yesterday, I did want to try sending to my mom, but it sounds like someone from Kemadash, but the math is all wrong. She says her son would be 30, but that was decades and decades ago. I'm a child. I don't know if the spell messed up or if there's something else going on.
The sending spells, sometimes they can be quite inaccurate, but it's hit something close to what you're looking for. This is amazing. I mean, I thought your father said that they must have tried already.
They did. I mean, they tried everything they could think of. I'm sure sending was on the list. Maybe something changed since then, or I was luckier? I don't know. I'm going to try again and see if
Wait. I've had a thought. Why don't you... I don't know what you told her the first time, but why don't you tell her... Make sure to tell her your full name. Make sure there's no confusion if you didn't before, and maybe tell her the year as well?
I told her my full name. But I can tell her the year or two just to make sure. Magic is so confusing. And he shakes his head. And...
If your mother, these soldiers did go through a portal and end up in a different plane, time works differently in lots of different planes. I believe putting a marker on the year would be helpful.
I'm sure you're right. Ben, are there any, naming conventions for years? What are we at? I know that's a hell of a question for you.
No, I have just failed to define any because they've never been needed yet.
No, my God.
Fine. we could just say it's whatever year it is.
I'm going to go with there is not, a globally accepted system of dating. There isn't a common era. So...
Yeah.
All the different places have different ways to identify time.
Okay. I am going to then use the whatever the drow measurement would be to tell her what year it is. I'm going to cast sending again.
Hang on a second. Let me give you something that will actually sound good in audio for what the drow are using.
Right.
Also, deep questions like, how old is the world anyway?
Yeah.
Bear with me.
Of course, calendars get changed, so that doesn't
they do,
mean...
but probably not in the last 100 years. Bear with me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, before and after the treaty is a pretty reasonable system that some people might be on.
It's probably been adopted at least some places by now, yeah.
That would be very
probably
in
not,
this situation.
Probably not by the drow.
All right, he's going to sit back down and try and cast sending again to the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's 6144. What year do you think it is? Where are you, and who are you? And he sends the message. Oh, do I need to roll another percentile?
Oh, yes, actually, you do. Sorry.
All right.
Well remembered. Let's see whether this arrives as intended.
Oh, 98.
Coming through where it matters.
I'm using online dice, so perhaps my low rolling curse is only applies to physical ones.
It's a technique problem. It hasn't been that long for us. Decades, not a century. This place is strange. There are broken parts. My name is Mila Dotral.
Brill just hugs whoever is fucking closest to him right now. He just slings both arms around Maynard or Trick or whoever is closest, and just like, it's her. It is her. I have to find out where she is. I don't know if she knows. She said time was different. It hadn't been as long. It's only been decades. Not. It's fine. That's fine. We can. What's that? When we find them. Okay.
This is amazing. Can't believe that this is wonderful news. What did they say about, what did she say about where she was?
It's a bit of broken.
Broken. Ben, can I know anything about, planes that may be described as broken?
Sure. I guess for you, this would be Arcana.
14.
Mm. You haven't heard of any specifically? I'm just trying to think sort of what you would have learned in your classes. I think you would know that normally a plane has to be contiguous. So even when wizards are creating their own pocket dimensions and things of that sort, it does not have to be continuous, but all of the pieces normally have to connect. So you could build yourself, for instance, there's a spell to create a extra dimensional mansion, and you can make the shape of the floor plan of that anything you like, but you have to have corridors connecting the pieces or stairways or something.
You can have holes, but it has to connect somehow.
Yeah, you can have holes, but you can't have islands normally.
So topologically, it has to be one piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ordinarily.
So Maynard will say to Bell, I've not heard of planes, even ones created by mortals, being broken. It would be very unusual. It's nothing I've ever heard of. Certainly not one of the major planes that I'm aware of. Not like the Feywild or the ethereal or astral, anything like that?
Well, beings have their own planes sometimes, don't they? Do those have to be indigenous also?
Yes, I believe so. Though I don't know very much about how gods operate their own planes or what they might be like.
Okay, I think he's going to do one more sending, because he has one more left, at this point he's aiming to get as much information about where they are as possible. Mm-hmm. Can you give me any details about where you are? The flora, the fauna, the sun and moon, the stars, anything? People, I want to try and find you as soon as possible and bring all of you back.
Oh, sorry, that cut off at want to try.
Thank you.
Not the audio cut off, the word count.
Perfect.
Shit.
I was sat here with my fingers because I knew you were doing it off the cuff.
I was not counting it. I was like, good. Good that somebody was. Well, that's what sends. Actually, I need to see if it sends. I need to roll this.
You do. So roll me a percentile.
Okay, come on. Lower. Okay, that's still pretty good. It's 71.
71 is still pretty good.
Okay.
Okay. After slightly more of a pause than on the previous messages, you get, it's underground, like a maze of tunnels, but broken, smashed into itself. There are creatures that might have been celestial, but they're hostile. No stars.
Does Ril convey any of that to us? Or does Ril? How's Ril?
Yeah, sorry, I was writing notes. Okay. All right. You said it was ground? I guess the part that they're in is underground. It's a bunch of tunnels, but they're collapsed or smashed in on themselves, and there's creatures that had been celestial, maybe? But they're hostile now, and you couldn't see any stars, which is...
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
How about I go ahead and make a little religion? A little religion check for real? Because I... Rilla's not necessarily as sharp on things as I had 12. Not sure they necessarily put things together right away on a 12, but maybe if I let it percolate. They can have a little think.
I will think about it.
Yeah,
Rilla's thinking about other things at the moment.
Maybe we'll research it or something. Try and work out where it could be.
There has to be libraries and things around here, right? We can find one.
Right. And in the meantime, we've got a little while where we're not fighting for our lives, and you have communication with her.
I can't believe that worked. I don't know why it